This is pretty black and white right now. You know, it's not that exciting. And, you know, I understand that some apps never get beyond that, but I think I have higher aspirations for, yep, for my work here. So what I'm going to do for the first thing is I'd really like to have a nice banner across this application here. I'd like to have a nice gradient fill on my background and some white text, because black is so 80s, right? You know, I'm going to do something a little bit better there. And what I'm going to do here is show you how applying styles is a whole bunch easier than it used to be, okay? Turns out I have some styles in my application, and those styles could be coming in from a theme pack, from the XAML that you've got. So there's the WPF theme pack and the Silverlight theme pack, which are available on CodePlex. Those all ship with XAML and with assemblies, so you can actually play around with them to your heart's content. But assuming that you just want to find and apply some part of a style, this is how you do it, okay? You click on our new resource picker, okay? And what that allows you to do is to get a preview. It's not quite working here in the beta, but there will be a working preview here. You can see a bunch of styles that apply to the particular kind of object. So these are all things targeted at text blocks, okay? Styles that work with text blocks. And in this case, I want to use this Northwind text style. But you can imagine that life can be a little hard if you're searching for these things. So you can actually do a quick filter sort. Hmm. To find and use the preview to tell you whether you're getting the right one.
Let me make sure it was smart enough to filter by type.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I type, it's smart enough to continue to filter.
That's
so
exactly
I can get
right.
To it quick.
Yeah. Okay. So typically in a real world project, you get a lot of styles, right?
Yep.
and we could be running into the hundreds in many cases. So this view would be very cluttered if we didn't filter in that way. But it's actually allowing us to get right at what we need.
That was quick enough.
Gets at the meat, right? And what you're going to see is actually, oh no, it's disappeared, right? It's gone white. As it turns out, this style happens to have a white text format. Okay. But that's actually what I wanted, because what I'm going to do is apply a nice dark background back here. So you can see I click to select, and I've selected my stack panel here. What I'm now going to do is apply a new background. I'm going to use exactly the same technique, okay? I'm going to say apply resource. And you can see, once again, we've got the same kind of view, okay? It knows it's going to need a brush, so it's filtered down to brushes. And in fact, the one we want is a Northwind background, and I know that the name. Same thing applies. But once again, you're seeing, and this time it's working, the previews.
Yep.
So each one of these are actually working now to show you a quick preview of what you're going to get when you apply this style. So I pick this guy out, and sure enough, it applies it straight away in my designer.
And this is all new in beta 1, right?
This is all new in beta 1. You've never seen this before. This is
including the color picker.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that, because actually we're going to use that again. So what we're going to do here is, let's suppose that we like that gradient fill. And actually what we'd like to do is, like, get a kind of chiming UI together so that basically we've got colors that flow nicely through the whole UI. Well, actually, we've made that a lot easier, even if you're not a designer right now. So off this one gradient, you'd be amazed what you can do, right? What we're going to do is we're going to cheat, right? We're going to use this little color eyedropper here. Okay. Oh. And what this does, you'll have seen features like this before. It basically lets you pick from anywhere. Okay, so I can be anywhere, not even inside Visual Studio. I can pick stuff from another app that I'm running or an instance somewhere. In this case, I'm going to say, okay, I really like this end of the spectrum. That's on here. And what I want to do is I want to make that something that applies to all the backgrounds and actually all the alternating rows in here. So there's some steps that we're going to take here that actually work really well. So first I'm going to capture my color. And you can see that it's done that now.
Yep.
I've grabbed my color. But now I'm happy with my color. Now I want to generalize it. I want to make that something that people use everywhere. So the first thing I do here is I say extract value to resource.
Okay.
And what that's going to do is it's going to take the value that we have here and allow me to park it in a resource dictionary, or actually it can be parked at any scope here. You can see it allows me to point at app.xaml, window.xaml. It also allows me, if I have an external resource dictionary that's linked in through app.xaml or window, it'll find those as well and let me park things in there as well. It just depends on what scope you need the resource to be yep. placed at. So it allows you to extract a simple resource this way. And in this case, I'm going to call this standard field background brush.
You like long names.
That's because, you know, I've learned from the master, from Brian Pepin, who some of you know, and he likes long names too. I love my long names. The nice thing is I never have to type that name anymore, because now I pick it in my picker and it's bang, it's
yep.
in. Right? Making it explicit is good for me, because now I can distinguish between all of the things that are in my project. You know, A, B, C, not so good. Anyway, so I've decided to put it in the window. And sure enough, it's made a resource. Now, I don't know if you can pick that out there, but the resource picker is now smart about these things, and you can tell where something's coming from. So when I hover there, you can see that little tiny brush that lights up, and it tells you, where is this coming from? It's coming from a resource. If it had come from a binding, it would tell me about that as well. So, you know, if I looked at my content field or my text field, you'd see that it was coming from a binding. It would have a little yellow paint bucket that says source is binding. Okay, that can be quite helpful when you're trying to figure out what's going on with your application later on. Like, these things can become quite complex quite quickly, and you don't really know where the source is. Okay, so you can see the steps that I've gone through here. I've extracted it. Now I want to reapply it. You can guess what's coming here. I'm just going to grab a hold, apply resource, and where's that standard field background? There it is. And obviously I can use my search to filter that down.
Yep.
There's my standard field background, and I can apply that to anything that takes a type of brush. Okay. So if I head up here, I know that there's an alternating row background, which also takes a brush. Okay. Same thing, apply resource, find it, grab it, apply it. And that's actually been applied. And what you'll see is when we run that guy, and you can see these are nicely matched, and they all chime nicely with this color up here.
Yep.
You can see, I mean, this is a work in progress, but you can imagine how you'd build things up this way. Now, obviously, the other alternative you have is to use prepackaged theme packs, and we think a lot of people will probably do that. I think we know a lot of people are already doing that.
I do.
Yeah, absolutely, because most people don't have the time to figure these things out for themselves, and they want something pre-canned, and we understand that. The applied part of that story works just as well if you're in that case.
And it's time and skills. I mean, I'm a developer.
Absolutely.
I can't tell the difference between cherry red and red.
Yeah. I've seen some pretty good purple and yellow demos that come out. Yeah, but I mean, not all developers are that way. And if you want to do this stuff, that's absolutely open to you now. I think if you want to go much further with this, or you want to really generate a brand new set of transition styles and things like that, chances are you're going to want to use Expression Blend for that.
Yeah.
But the point is that, as ever, we're compatible. Right, so all of the XAML that you create over there will come in here and be visible in all of these tools that we have over here. So you can work with the designer if you want to. You can work with a theme pack if you want to. You can do some smaller things, as you've seen me doing here, without ever having to use another tool or talk to another person. So
yep.
That's that.
And you're working on the same code, if you want to call the XAML code. So if I make a change here, Blend will pick it up, and we don't have to do twice as much work.
Exactly. So it's all flowing back and forth. So if you do later on want to engage some help, you suddenly decide that you're out of your depth, you're not trapped in this tool. You can actually hand it off to Blend and get some help somewhere. Now, I mentioned also that we can do some work on our collection view sources here. I mentioned I wanted to clean up the customers. Okay, so this is the point at which maybe the tool has stopped being able to deal with things maybe in the property inspector, and we haven't got automatic tools on the design surface. And now we want to leap off into the XAML and start to customize, right? What I'm doing here is using the document outline window, which is extremely handy. And you may have noticed that if I hover here, I start getting visuals.
Yep.
That kind of seems gratuitous when you see it here, but actually the time when you really love it is when you see it here. Because you're working in the XAML, okay, but you need to know what your context is. And you'll see that in a moment when I want to edit that list view that I was working with. We'll show how useful that is. But what I'm going to do on this collection view source, and I mentioned that the code that's spit is a kind of starting point, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to customize that collection view source that I have here for the customers. Use a little IntelliSense there, and what I'm going to do just to save time, because we don't have a lot of time, is I'm going to sneak in a little snippet. And all that I've done here, and I do have a little bit more work to do, which is that I need to add the system component model namespace. So all of this, actually, this stuff that I'm showing you here has been in all along. Okay, this is in Visual Studio 2008. The IntelliSense for adding these things. So you can see I'm going down to system.componentModel, and I actually want the one from Windows Base for the thing I'm about to do. So all I've done here is I've added a group descriptions a descriptor here, which says, okay, group descriptions of country are going to be allowed, and I'm going to sort on country. And that basically just gives instructions to my collection view source to go ahead and do that. Now I want to take advantage of that sort that I've created to make things look a little bit better in my list view. And what I'm doing here is I'm just drilling down through my form, and you can see the visual help that I'm getting here. I'm going to go find that list view. Yep, that's the one I want, okay, because I can tell because my hover is giving me what I need. And I'm dropping down to that list view, and I'm right where I need to be to do my next step, okay? As it turns out, I've actually got a style that I'm going to apply. Actually, it's going to just sit right here. Once again, another chunk of XAML, but it's a big one. And what I've done here is actually I've created a template, okay? And you can actually see what it is. It's actually a group style, okay? So what that says is when you've got grouping, which is what we just generated in our collection view source, you need to apply this particular container style so that it will show for each grouping of groups in a particular way. So we've retemplated. This is the power of WPF, is retemplating. And this is the thing that really surprises people who've come from Windows Forms, in my experience, is that I don't need a custom control anymore to do these amazing things, right? You know, this stunning power is that what I've done here is use the power of composition to say that for each of these groups, I want to put in place an expander, and I'm going to bind the header block, which is just a text block, to the name of that particular that particular group.
Yep.
So you can imagine what this is going to do. Well, we don't need to imagine, do we?
We can just see if it works.
See for ourselves if it works. And sure enough, here we go. What we've got is a much nicer view here. It's sorted by country, because that was what was coming up from the collection view source that we had. And we've got that nice new template that's allowing us to get a slightly better view on things. The point that I'm trying to make here, though, is that you're not left on your own, right?